Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 82. If you haven't listened to any of the other podcasts, I would suggest going back and listening through those. We talked last time about must-do activities and then not scale-related goals. Today, we are going to be kicking into, because we're into October, setting yourself up, making sure that you stay accountable to yourself. So, accountable to yourself. That is today's. Accountable to yourself means we make goals, we set them down, and we make sure that we are ourselves can actually sit down and make this so that we stick to them. We don't let life get in the way, because way too many times people say, oh, I could have done this, but this. We don't want to be that. We want to make sure that we have attainable, achievable goals. So the first thing that I would suggest is sit down, think about, break it down like we said before. The things that you can sit and actually get done properly. One of my favorite things for goal setting is look at what you did in the last year that was successful. Sit back, look at that, and think about, okay, this area I was super successful in, this area I could have worked on. One of my favorite things for goals is how did you set some goals last year? Where did you go? Where did you go right? Where did you go wrong? Look at those. Then when you're setting these new ones, what is attainable in the next bit? So I like doing weekly, monthly, yearly, and then as you do that, try to hit things. There will be minor setbacks throughout, of course. In the business of training, you always lose clients. You always get clients. You have to kind of maintain and make sure that you don't lose too many. A lot of the time, it's things like funding. People can't afford it. People move. Things like that. Injuries, any of those things. So in my business, it's always looking at what I could control, what I can't. So achieving and making better programs is always at the forefront for training. There's always something to learn. Always try to get some new certifications. That is my focus. So being accountable to myself, always making myself better for today and tomorrow and the future. That is my business. So looking in the last little bit, when you get injured or something, things always set you back as well. So not just from a client perspective in training, but if you're injured, I have a separated shoulder, what can I still do in the gym to keep myself accountable so that I get things done? One of my favorite things when I'm sitting back and looking at it is, what areas have I become stronger in work while I was injured? What areas in the gym have I had to adapt and become better in as well? One of those favorite things, pointing it out and accountable to myself, was I made my core stronger. I did way more leg exercises. I also really increased my pull to push ratio, which really helps maintain shoulders, especially with an injury. Going lighter, of course, I haven't used much bar stuff, so that's the negatives until I get surgery. It's one of those things. So being accountable to myself, I did not allow this to be the excuse, so I couldn't do anything. It's just one of the things that I think when you sit back and really adjust and look at things, you can start realizing what areas could you become even better in, and then what areas, what excuses in the past would have sidetracked you, but now don't. I have really, really noticed that over time and in myself, it's easy each morning to sit and look at it. So each week I have this week, next week set out, and then long-term goals, you set them down. What can you do? Work-wise, life-wise, what are you going to do? Make sure you have some mental time too to break down. Try not to carry your work home. It's one of the hardest things to do. Most people carry so much home that they don't get as much done, honestly, day-to-day because you're worn out. So think of when you're at work, do the work, and try not to carry it home. It's one of the hardest things to do. And I have found that it's one of those goals that when you're setting things, being accountable to yourself, make sure that you are relevant and in the moment so you're not worried about things that you can't control. All the time in life, these things come up and these issues have arisen in many people's worlds. All you can do is control yourself and make a positive impact in people's lives. So for myself, that is one of my main focuses, and moving forward in life, that is one of the only things that you can do as a human. Make yourself accountable to yourself, control yourself, try to put out the most positive things. And when you're doing things, being accountable, make sure you have goals that are worthy and that you can actually achieve. Try to have those broken down so you can get stuff done daily, weekly, and like I said, monthly, yearly. That'll make you, we've touched on this before, but it was relevant to do it again, makes you more successful, because crossing off things as you're achieving them makes you actually releases in your brain a little bit of dopamine, because you're actually achieving things and you're successful and you're moving towards stuff. It's one of my favorite ways to do things, and this is just making a positive impact on your life, and you will then start seeing results. So as always, we give you a challenge. Think about it, sit back. There's not going to be a list of things to do today. It's just going to be sit back, think, meditate slightly, think about the things that were super successful in the last year. What were those positives? Where did you really achieve things that were amazing and outside of what you thought were possible? Why was it? Was it people involved? Any of those things, situations, however that may be. Now, the ones that didn't go your way, don't let them be negatives. Learn from them, but why didn't they? Sit back and think about maybe you didn't put enough energy or effort into them. What was the reasoning? When you do this, this will actually then start making it so that we can turn those negatives into positives. It's one of the biggest things that we can do, focusing on positives and turning those negatives into something that we can control and actually move forward. So sit back, release, just let it go. You don't need to list anything. You don't need to write anything today. Think about being accountable to yourself. How are you going to be more basically useful and positive in the next bit? How are we going to achieve more and actually become full potential so that we can do everything that we are set out to do? As always, focus on the positives. Negatives happen. Do not allow them to control your life. Switch thing negatives into positives. Do your best and just look at all the positive things in the world and in your life. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.